Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. I'm sure many listeners to this program over the years have had the opportunity to visit Washington, D.C. If you haven't, it's probably on your wish list. Going to our nation's capital is quite an event, but being able to attend the State of the Union address is really quite an event, to say the least. Today, we have with us Katie Brenny from Mazeppa in southeastern Minnesota. Katie is the current vice chair at the Minnesota Beef Council and the newly elected director for the operating committee at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Katie recently had the opportunity of a lifetime to attend the State of the Union address in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the program, Katie.
Thanks, Mark.
Katie, you have been a relentless advocate for the beef industry over the past several years. How did this play into your invite to the State of the Union event?
Yeah, we had the wonderful opportunity this past August when we got a phone call from the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Executive Director, Ashley Coles, after attending Farm Fest. And she said, we have a candidate that would like to come tour your farm. And I said, sounds great. And we connected, and Representative, or at the time, candidate Angie Craig and two of her staff came out to the farm on a Sunday afternoon. They were supposed to be there for about 2 hours, ended up being about 4.5. We went out to the pasture, toured the beef cows, talked about sustainability, natural habitat, waterways, healthcare, trade, everything that related to beef and agriculture. She even met our wonderful donkey named Daisy, which she still talks about. It must have been a highlight for her. And it was super hot that day, so then we headed inside to the air conditioning to share some photos and more details about trade and international markets with our trip to China and Japan with her. And then I had the opportunity over some warm apple pie and some lemonade to get to know her more. And that has led to a great relationship and network of opportunities for Ted and I, as we've talked to her staff and her a couple of times as she's been elected, as she was trying to get on the House Ag Committee. I mean, really helping her understand how the government shutdown has affected farmers and ranchers in Minnesota. And then just really kind of being a resource for about agriculture. And that led to an invitation from her to be her guest at the State of the Union last week.
All right. So what you just described, in my opinion, would be a good example for other producers that are out there listening to this program in what can all evolve from just having that initial phone call from, say, Ashley Coles or whoever saying, would you be open to the idea of having this person stop and see your farm? And I know a lot of people right away probably think, oh my gosh, you know, I'd have to clean up this and that, and I'm a little bit don't know if I'd say the right thing. But it just is a really good example to our producers out there that there is value in doing what you and Ted did.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, like you said, to just sit down and have a conversation and get to know them. You know, we told her, hey, questions off limits. We talked a lot of different topics, answered a lot of her questions. And she walked away the day with a pamphlet of information of not only us as resources, but different places to go to get not only beef information, but agriculture information. You know, those elected officials have to know a lot, and you have to give them a good set of resources because we need them to make the best decisions in D.C. and in St. Paul, because what they have eventually elect and vote on does affect us on the farms and ranches and in rural Minnesota.
That's exactly right. And the other night I had the opportunity to go up to Jackpot. And Adam Burr, the executive director for the Minnesota Corn Growers Association, brought up the fact that there's quite a few new legislators here at St. Paul and how necessary it is for us as corn producers in Minnesota to get our message out to these newly elected people. And that's exactly what you were able to do with Congressman Craig. So can you just walk us through that day? Kind of how did that go as far as you flew into Washington, and what kind of security and what were you all looking at going through that time getting to the House and hearing his State of the Union speech?
Yep, so I flew in late Monday night, and then I actually slept in, if you want to call it that, a little past 6, and then actually took myself around D.C., did some sightseeing in the morning, and then I had to check in with her office and her staff on Tuesday around lunchtime, did that, met them, they kind of gave me the debrief for the day, and then I was off to do some more lobbying with other Minnesota senators and representatives, went down to the National Cattlemen's Beef Office, met with their staff, took myself to a really nice beef lunch at the Hamilton, and then toured around the White House grounds there, and then took a nap before heading back to Angie's office, where then I met with her staff again. We did some media interviews, And then we headed off to the secret tunnels of the house, where I first was met with some metal detectors, ID checks, and then headed to the speaker's reception, where I was able to meet other guests and other elected officials, which was a ton of fun. I actually got to speak to the speaker and hang out on her balcony. Had great conversations about beef and agriculture. And then as that wrapped up, headed through more security, more checks of making sure you were on the list. I was handed a golden ticket that I was given at Angie's office earlier in the evening. That was kind of my ticket everywhere, kind of your security checkpoint. So once I had all the security lines gone through, a bunch of metal detectors, obviously no phone, no watch, just your ID and your government golden ticket, I was put in my seat to watch the State of the Union, and then Angie picked me up after, kind of like being collected after school, and we headed back to her office, where we then visited about the State of the Union and then kind of said our goodbyes and headed off to bed.
Are you able to bring, like, your cell phone in a something like that?
Nope. I lost my cell phone, my watch, my chapstick, everything at about 6 o'clock that night and was giving it all back at about 11:30. So I understand why they did that.
Yeah, and I was just curious because my wife and I watched it, and I thought we seen different congressmen or women that were looked like they were looking at their phones, and maybe it's something different. But what a great experience for you and great coverage for the beef industry. And I noticed, too, you were able to be on RFD TV and give the message to their listeners.
Yep. So it's always about sharing what you learn, right? And it's not just for what my husband and I get to do, but it's really for the betterment and continuous improvement of Minnesota farmers and ranchers and beef, of course.
Great. Well, thanks, Katie, for sharing your experience here in Washington, D.C., and just keep up the good work.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mark. Make sure to have a nice, juicy hamburger today.
We will. Until next week, thanks for listening, and we will talk again.